This has been an issue that has become more and more high profile over the last couple of months. Firstly, the Election Commission has a huge job to do to get the elections ready by that date in terms of registering voters, all the arrangements that need to be put together to make sure the election runs well and is credible. I think the will is there that they just felt the logistic job was going to be very, very difficult. However, on the other hand, most of the political parties and most of civil society were of the view that it needed to be held as quickly as possible and by the date. And the fact that the date had been fixed for the 24th of July was felt that if there was any slippage on that, that would lead to a loss of credibility. One of the problems at the moment in Tunisia is the interim government and even the council, which has brought together the political parties and civil society, are not elected. They don't actually have any formal legitimacy. And there was a feeling that the sooner the elections can take place, the more you'll be able to get credibility and get trust into the system because you had some sort of body that was elected. And the longer you delayed that, the more problematic that will be because there will be suspicions, there will be concerns about the hidden hand of the old regime coming back, etc. It's going to help the parties that already have a structure. NAFTA had been banned, but it had dormant structures. It brought structures in from abroad. And so the bigger, better organized and pre-established parties are going to be at a distinct advantage over the new ones that have been put together just in the last few months. In that sense, you've got most of the bigger parties are in agreement that they should go ahead earlier. But I don't think necessarily there's anything sinister or the hidden agenda there. I think the other argument about needing legitimate institutions that are elected as early as possible is, in my view, the more important one.